Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is trainer education, and the title is Prioritize Your Own Needs. So we've talked about this way past in podcast 111. We discussed the concept that you are your first client. So as a personal trainer, you do need, absolutely need, to take care of yourself. And very rarely do I see that being true of the best trainers I know. Now, this depends on the time frame they're in within their career. So some people pick it up sooner than others, and some people have better starts than others, and yada, yada, yada. But often, the best trainers I know are very driven to help other people, so much so that they'll make kind of themselves be the sacrificial lamb in that way, in the sense that they'll give up their own needs to make sure the needs of everyone around them are addressed. And that is, at times, and for very short bursts of time, okay. Sometimes that's needed. Sometimes that's necessary. So someone going around you, like, think about relationships with the people you love. If someone you love is going through a tough time, it's okay, reasonable, and kind of makes sense, and it's part of having a good relationship, that you would, in a sense, maybe pull back on some things in your life, give them extra attention, you know, weather the storm with them, so to speak, and then go back to your regular life. The trouble becomes whenever that becomes too sustainable in long term, that you would have pulled back from your own life, for whether it's a person in a relationship, whether it's clients, whether it's whatever it is. If you pull back from yourself for too much for too long, that does have negative consequences and negative effects. And not only in your life, which is the first immediate place you'll feel it, but it then has negative consequences back into the lives of those around you. So, real quick example would be is if you gave up everything in your personal needs to take care of a loved one, it would feel good at first, the sense that you were able to help them. Then slowly you'll kind of feel like, dang, this kind of stinks, like I'm not getting to do anything for me. And that's a very normal human trait, because we do have our own needs, our own desires, our own wants, our own just basic things that need to have their attention paid to them. So it's not being a selfish human being. Everybody needs to take care of themselves to some degree. Okay? But if you totally give up all of that stuff, at first it'll feel okay. You'll be happy you're able to do it. Then you'll start to kind of, you know, feel bummed that you're not getting what you need. That'll start to turn into depression. That might even start to turn into anxiety. And then it'll start to turn into resentment and bitterment, being bitter towards that other person. You'll then start acting in more unloving ways, because that negative emotion will start showing in actions. You'll be like maybe quicker on temper. You'll, maybe be more dismissive to certain things. You won't be doing as good of a job on the things that you were doing them for them before. It just starts to cascade in a downhill way. They'll then start seeing you acting in a less loving way. They'll then feel less loved. And here you are sacrificing all of your needs to take care of theirs. But they're going to feel not loved because the quality in which you're taking care of their needs isn't very good anymore. So that's a real quick just kind of spiral story of how this can happen. And this happens towards clients, this happens towards relationships, it's just a natural part of kind of ourselves having needs that do need met, and when they go long-term unmet, everything goes downhill. So, this is a lesson that I am still learning in my life, and it's a lesson I screw up all the time, and it frustrates me because I can tell I'm doing it from time to time, and I'm disappointed that I haven't been able to do better at this. So I don't like disappointing people, and I'm sure most of the people listening to this are going to feel the same way, that we are people pleasers, we want to make everybody happy, and if we have to give away a little bit of our happiness to do that, we'll do it immediately. It's kind of like just an automatic reaction. We wouldn't dare think to make somebody else feel less loved or less helped by us staying 100%. We're willing to give up 5 or 10% here or there to make sure somebody else feels at 100%. Now, that's going to involve saying yes too often, over-promising on what you think you can actually deliver, and sacrificing your own needs to make things work. Does this make you a good person? That's unrelated. This is not how one becomes a good person. Self-martyrdom, okay, sacrificing yourself for others to the point where you no longer live your best life, is not how you become a good person. Okay? This is important to recognize. Is this something then that you get to brag about? Well, I always take care of everybody else. You know, I'm always making sure everybody else needs it first. Shut the hell up. Don't brag about that. If you brag about it, it completely negates the fact you're doing it being a quote-unquote good thing. And it shows that you have needs that need to be met, and they're showing that that desire to meet them is showing because you're now bragging about it or acting out in ways that are not kind of correct in the sense of the best interest of everyone around you. So if you're saying how great you are for sacrificing for others, then you're just wanting people to recognize that from you. You just want recognition. That's not really that great of a quality, if that makes sense. It's more like vanity type stuff. So in the sense that you want something better for you, you want to be acknowledged. It's no longer about the other person. So being like a self-martyr, doing doing people pleasing to the point where you take care of your don't take care of yourself. That is not a good thing. That is actually a weakness in character, and that's something that needs to be addressed and corrected. Again, if you sacrifice yourself, you will turn yourself into a martyr. You'll lose your own dreams and your own identity. That will lead to being bitter, being resentful, and overall, in the long term, it'll lead to a reduction in which you are able to help others while you're also not helping yourself. So, over the years of my life, I've definitely developed a belief that I own my own choices. So if I choose to put myself behind to take care of someone else's needs, I've learned not to blame other people because I am the one making those choices. But at the same time, I've recognized that I need to not do that because it might not lead towards bitterment or resentment towards them as much as it'll lead it towards myself. So I will implode in negative self-talk, negative emotions, and just a negative overall feel to my day. My inner voice, my inner feelings will all be negative. So I've learned in my life that I still need to take care of myself. I deserve what my best life would be. Does that sound selfish? It can. It can sound selfish to people who don't understand what that means. Do I deserve my best life? Do you deserve your best life? Think it through. You might think, well, you know, I don't want to be too selfish and, you know, things are good enough right now. Well, is good enough good enough? What would you tell someone you loved? Think of the person you love the most. And they asked you, do I deserve my best life? Before they even finished the sentence, you would say, oh, hell yes, you do. Then you'd string off a line of like compliments. You're awesome. You're a wonderful human being. You got a kind heart. You're super intelligent. You have a great sense of humor. You absolutely deserve the best this world has to offer you. That's what you would tell someone you love. Why don't you tell yourself that? Why don't you believe that you deserve your best life while also working to support those around you towards their best life? Some of the issue becomes whenever we find or we create or we think we are responsible for their best life. We are not. We play a role, but we are not responsible. I can do my best to positively influence the lives of those around me, but I am not responsible for the lives of those around me. Now, caveat to this might be children. You know, if you're a parent and you have a young child, yeah, you're kind of responsible to make sure their life is a good one, okay? But I'm more so mean, let's think about what we would do for others, what we think our role is in others' lives, in regards to, say, peers or people who have the capability to take care of their own life. They're just not doing it. If they are slacking towards their best life, is it your responsibility to pick up that slack? So some of the ways I've liked kind of discussing this in different examples would be, is if I was hiking with a friend of mine, we both had backpacks and we got to kind of this big canyon or so, we get to a stream and there's a log across the stream. I know I have a little bit better balance than that person, my friend. I maybe have a little more strength than my friend. So I might offer to hold their backpack as we cross the river. They can focus on just themselves. They can make sure they get safely across the river. And then when I get across the river, I will then hand them back their backpack. And we will continue walking. For the people around you, you are only responsible, quote unquote, or your role is to carry their backpack in times of need. It is not your responsibility to carry their backpack indefinitely. If someone around you is struggling to live a happy life, it will not make them happy for you to give up your happiness. You can't give your happy to them. They have to create, develop, and grow their own happiness. You cannot give yours to them. You can use yours to positively influence them, but you cannot give your happiness to others. If you lose your happiness, it will not make them happy. You both will be unhappy, and that's not a positive place. So, trainers, when you think of the increase of demands that we currently have with the situation going on with the pandemic, there's going to be a high degree of stress going on. People are going to struggle with trying to figure out what to do when they don't have access to a gym. So your demands of writing programming may increase. You may have people falling off. So now there's financial demands, financial pressure, financial stress. You may have the current people you have going through motivational issues, maybe going through accountability issues. You don't hear back from them for a week when normally you'd hear from them every 3 or 4 days. Maybe it's two weeks. The people around you may be struggling. You will then be tempted to give everything of your life and your happiness towards trying to improve their life and their happiness. Don't do that. If you give away your happiness, it will not make others happy. Take care of your needs as much as you would prioritize taking care of theirs. You need to live your best life so then you can give your best into others' lives. This sounds cliche. I guarantee you've heard it a million other times. But you absolutely do need to take care of yourself as much as you would try to take care of those around you. You deserve love. You deserve the best life possible to you, just like those who are around you, just like your clients. Okay? Now, the challenge becomes balancing. How much time and effort do I give myself versus how much time and effort do I give to others? There is no singular answer, and whatever the answer is today, in this very minute, will change and fluctuate throughout the rest of the minutes of the day, and from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. It is not a constant value that will never waver. Life is constantly changing, therefore the elements of life constantly change. How much time you need for you to be your best will fluctuate. So you need to pay attention to it. You need to give yourself a check every day. Where am I at emotionally and mentally? Do I feel run down? Do I feel defeated? Do I feel like I'm kind of losing my own happiness, going crazy trying to make everyone else around me happy. Where is my emotional and mental health? If you feel like you're lacking, if you're falling behind, if you feel overstressed, high anxiety, and you're just starting to become overwhelmed, you need more self-care. You must take care of yourself more. Find some quiet time. Look at your diet. Make sure you're eating healthy, not just surviving off caffeine and sugar. Make sure you're getting in some time for physical activity. This sounds crazy to tell personal trainers that they need to train, but I do it all the time. So overwhelmingly, a majority of personal trainers I know will sacrifice their own training all the time, and they might only train once or twice a week just to make business work. That's not going to be sustainable long term, okay? You absolutely need to make yourself a priority. You need to train as often as you can to take care of your own needs. So where is your sleep? Where is your caffeine and nutrition? Where is your training? Where is your me time? Time to reset your mind. How do you take care of yourself? Do you go for walks? Do you meditate? Do you take time to read? Do you watch some videos? What do you do for your own needs and your own leisure? It's okay to have leisure time. Okay? If you feel like you're falling behind, you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, devote more time towards yourself. If you feel like you're doing okay, then keep it where it is, or you can even test with maybe a little bit less to see if there's ways you can give more. It's always going to change. So therefore, you must check in regularly and see where your emotional mental health is. Okay? You must pay attention to it. It's like a plant. You got to water the plant. Okay? If you give it too much water, that can kill the plant. If you don't give it enough, it kills the plant too. Okay? So you must water yourself. You must grow yourself. You must nurture and take care of yourself. That's what I'd urge you to remember at this heightened time of stress. Is that you need love too. You need attention too. Take care of your own needs. Okay? Now, if anyone is struggling with this, we do want to help. So I do coach other personal trainers and do like kind of like lifestyle management and training and nutrition for other trainers. Half my clients are trainers, actually. So this is something I do on a regular basis. And I'd be happy to share information that I share with them and help you with the situation you have going on. So if you are struggling with taking care of yourself and you feel overwhelmed, you feel stressed, you just kind of feel like you're breaking down, reach out to us and we'll help. Okay. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to be a martyr. There can be a better balance of taking care of your needs and your client's needs. Maybe we can help you streamline how you do programming and communication. Maybe we can help you find kind of more effective ways or different ways to take care of your nutrition, improve sleep quality, take care of your own training, and make your training fun again. So if there is any need whatsoever in improving your own mental health, please reach out. Okay? We're here. We're happy to help. I appreciate you listening to the podcast very, very, very much. And I want to make sure that we can help you live a healthier and happier life. So if there's anything you need at all, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Don't feel bad about taking care of your own needs. You deserve love. You deserve your best life. Do what you need to ensure that those are taken care of. Great. Okay. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.